Velkommen til denne udsendelse fra Troens Ord. Lyt med og vær velsignet.
Og han vil, at vi skal få øjnene op for, hvad det er, han har lagt ned i os.
And he wants us to see what he put into us.
Gud, han vil, at vi i endnu større grad skal se, hvem vi i virkeligheden er.
And God wants us even more now to see who we are.
Du kan mærke brølet. Amen, halleluja.
I can hear the shout of amen.
Det kom helt ind længere ned, helt ind fra Herningkanten, kunne jeg mærke det.
I think it came from around Herning or so.
Men Gud, han vil, at vi skal få øjnene op for, hvem vi reelt er.
But God wants us to open our eyes and see who we really are.
Det kan være, at nogen tænker sådan her om mig. Det kan være, at nogen tænker sådan her om mig.
Maybe someone thinks of me like this.
Københavner. Tollerens søn, kan der komme noget godt ud af hans mund?
A man from Copenhagen, a custom officer's son, can something good come from his life?
Og så her i Jylland.
And here in Jutland.
Jeg ved, jeg er fra Vestegnen.
Well, I know I'm from the western part of Denmark.
Men Gud, han er ligeglad med, hvor du og jeg, vi har vores ophav fra.
But God doesn't mind where we were brought up.
Gud, han ved, hvad han har puttet ind i os.
God knows what he put into us.
Og det er det, der skal komme ud af os.
And also what is able to flow out of us.
Halleluja. Er det sandt?
Isn't it true?
Der skal udgå strømme af levende vand.
Streams of living water will flow from us.
Jeg tror, Carol's Bibel siger sådan her, rivers, altså floder, er det ikke sandt?
And I think Carol's Bible is saying rivers.
Den engelske siger floder af levende vand.
So the English version says rivers of living water.
Ikke bare en lille bæk, som er blevet rørlagt, som ingen ting eller ingen mennesker kender til.
Not just some small creek that nobody knows about,
or that is underground. Fra du og jeg.
Oh, living water will flow from you and I.
Vi er kaldet til at gøre en forskel.
We are called to make a difference.
Vi er kaldet til at gøre en forskel.
We are called to make a difference.
Halleluja. Amen.
Amen.
Halleluja. Kaldet til at gøre en forskel.
Call to make a difference.
I en syg og døende verden.
In a sick and dying world.
Amen. Kaldet til at gøre en forskel.
Call to make a difference.
Vi er kaldet til, at den her flod af levende vand udgår fra dit og mit liv.
Call to let this river of living water flow from us.
Halleluja. How we need the river. How we need the rain. Halleluja, Jesus. Er den på dansk også sne? Again we pray. Shower down your
lad din herlighed regne ned. Lad din nåde
halleluja,
regne ned.
Jesus.
Lad din hellige nærvær fylde det her sted.
Holy presence. Halleluja, Jesus. Halleluja, halleluja. Halleluja. Åh, Jesus, vi hylder dig.
Oh Jesus, we worship you.
How we need the rain.
Living
water flows to us.
Levende vand flyder til os igen, og vi beder.
Shower down your glory. Åh, halleluja.
Shower down your glory.
Ja, gør det, Jesus. Manko sto kora bahasti bina mahana. Halleluja, halleluja, halleluja. Halleluja. Amen, 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 amen.
Amen.
Halleluja. Halleluja. Lad din herlighed, lad din hellige ånd fylde det her sted.
Let your Holy amen. Spirit and presence halleluja. And greatness fill this
place.
Det
er så godt at komme sammen.
This is why it's amen. So good to come together. Isn't it true?
Hvis du skal tænde et kæmpe stort bål. Hvis vi skal tænde et stort bål.
If we are going to light up a big fire.
Og du ved, jeg bare kommer med en lille pind og sætter den og kalder det et stort bål, så du vil kigge på mig og sige, det er ikke et bål, Jørgen.
And I just bring this little stick and then lit the fire, and then you will tell me, no, this is not a fire.
Men så kommer vi hver især med noget bringer til bålet.
But when we each of us bring something to this fire.
Det der, så lige pludselig bliver det et kæmpe stort bål.
Then suddenly it will be a huge fire.
Amen. Så når, vi, når jeg bringer den ild, Gud har lagt i mit hjerte, sammen med den ild, som Gud har lagt i dit hjerte, så bliver det mægtig stor ild.
So when I bring this fire God put into my heart,
halleluja,
and you bring the fire God put into your heart, it will be a mighty fire.
Sammen vil vi se en forandring i den her nation.
Together we will see a difference in this nation.
Tak for det, Pastor Erling. Amen. Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Skal jeg sige det en gang til?
Sammen
vil vi se en forandring i den her nation.
Together we will see a difference in this nation.
Jørgen, vi lever de sidste tider.
Oh, it's the last time. It's the end time.
Det er sandt, men det er ikke for sent.
It's true, but it's not too late.
Halleluja. How we need the river. Bare pres på den her formiddag.
Just press on this morning.
Og pres dig på inden for en Guds trone.
Press on in front of God's throne.
Again we press. Shower down your glory. Shower down your grace. Let your holy presence fill this place. Hallelujah. Holy presence
in this place.
Wow. Han er i huset, venner.
He is in the house, friends.
Hans hellige nærvær.
His holy presence. Amen. Amen.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Halleluja. Amen.
Amen.
Oh Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
Far, vi takker dig.
Father, we thank you.
Du ved, man kan leve et helt liv sammen med Jesus uden at være tørstig og kalde sig en kristen uden at have en relation med ham.
You know, you can live your whole life without being hungry or thirsty for Jesus, and you can live a whole life without this.
Jeg har prøvet at
call yourself a Christian. Well, I was baptized in the Danish church.
Jamen, du behøver at have et liv med Jesus.
But you need a life with Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Du behøver at have en sult efter mere af ham.
You need to have a hunger for more of him.
Halleluja. Er det sandt?
Isn't it true?
Amen.
Amen.
Ja, halleluja. Amen. Tak Jesus. Tak kære lovsanger.
Thank you Jesus. Thank you worshipers.
Hallo. Er det ikke sejt? Ah, men de gør
det
godt.
Isn't it great? They're doing well.
Tak kære venner.
Thank you.
Halleluja. Vi behøver bare pres på, venner.
We just need to press on, friends.
Vi lever i tider, hvor Gud han udgivet er.
We live in times where God showers out.
Amen.
Everything. Amen.
Kan du huske, at det ved jeg, det kan vi alle sammen huske, at børsen den brændt, var det mandag, tirsdag?
You remember this building called Børsen burned?
Det har vi alle sammen set i medierne. Vi har alle sammen.
We all watch it in the television.
Tilbage i februar.
Back in February.
Så kom et profetisk ord.
A prophetic word.
Til den her
came
nation.
To this nation.
Jeg anbefalede det dengang det lige var kommet. Emma Stark var i KBC.
I recommended just when Emma Stark was in KBC.
Jeg sagde med fuld frimodighed til jer alle sammen, kunne hjem og lytte til det. Jeg ved godt, det var halvanden time, men gør det alligevel.
And I said with free and full boldness, go home, listen to it, even though it was 1.5 hours.
Så det gør jeg lige igen.
So I'll do it again.
KBC's nytårskonference tilbage i februar, start februar.
KBC's conference back in February.
Hun sagde rigtig mange ting, Emma Stark.
Emma Stark, she said a whole bunch
ting,
of things.
Og så siger hun.
But she prophesied one thing and she said.
Så siger hun, når en af jeres royale slotte brænder.
And
eller
she
ikke
said,
brænder, men når taget falder sammen på grund af vand.
He said that when one of your royal castles will and this roof will fall down because of water.
Når det bliver overøset med vand.
When it will be overshowered with water.
Er du klar, hvor mange vandskade der er? Fordi der er bare blevet overøset med vand.
Do you know how much water damage there is because they pulled out all this water over the roof?
Vi lagde mærke til ilden og branden.
We noticed the fire, that was going on.
Gud siger til os, at der blev så meget vand ind i den bygning.
But God said, so much water was poured into this building. And when you see this,
vi snakker om tilbage i februar.
And we are talking about this was said in February.
Når taget styrter sammen,
when you see it, and when you see the roof collapsed, and it will be poured water over it.
Så er det et tegn på, at jeg udøser vand. Frisk vand fra himlen.
Then it is a sign that I pour out fresh water from heaven.
Var det sådan cirka rigtigt sagt?
Wasn't it?
Halleluja. Jeg har hørt det mange gange, og nogle gange så bliver man så ramt, så man tænker, wow.
I've heard it many times, and sometimes you are just so stunned, because what was it really that it was saying, this prophecy?
Men det var et tegn fra himlen af.
But it was a sign from heaven.
Halleluja. Gud, han vil udøse.
God will shower out.
Ikke engang ude i fremtiden.
He will pour out, not in the future.
Det, der
no.
I tirsdags er et tegn fra himlen på til du og jeg som Herrens læme, at vi står i tider, hvor Gud han udøser.
What happened Tuesday was a sign from heaven that we are in times when God is pouring out from heaven.
24 er et startskud af dimensioner fra himlen af, for hans nåde kommer til at ramme den her nation.
24 is the year where Amen. The grace of God will hit this nation, and it is the beginning.
Og hvad skal du og jeg som Kristi læme?
And what are you and I as the body of Christ?
Grib det.
We have to catch it.
Bed for det.
Pray for
tak
it.
Tak Herren for hans nåde.
And thank the Lord for his mercy.
Halleluja. Vi lever i historiske tider.
We live in historic times.
Amen.
Amen.
Der kommer en mægtig, mægtig indhøstning inden Herren han kommer.
There will be a mighty, mighty harvest before the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Tegn fra himlen af.
A sign from heaven.
Hun sagde rigtig mange ting.
And she said a lot of things.
Men det er meget, meget opmuntrende, at par måneder efter, så ser du lige pludselig en del af profetiet skille i forhånden.
But it's very encouraging that in a few months after, suddenly you see some of it come to be a reality.
Halleluja. Amen.
Amen.
Så Gud han vil udøse.
So God, he will pour out.
Og Gud han udøser.
And he is pouring out.
Amen.
Amen.
Og hvad vil han, at du og jeg, vi skal øse af kilden fra himlen af.
And he wants Amen. You and I to pour out from the source of heaven.
Han har investeret ind i du og jeg.
He invested in you and I.
Det, der skal til for at redde din nabos liv.
What is going to take to save your neighbor's life.
Amen.
Amen.
Der findes ikke nogen diagnose fra lægen af, som er for vanskelig for Gud at fikse.
No diagnosis from the doctor is too hard for God to fix.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Amen.
Amen.
Halleluja. Åh, Jesus, vi takker dig.
Oh Jesus, we thank you.
Halleluja. Så vi lever i virkelig, virkelig interessante tider.
So we really, really live in interesting times.
Gud han ser noget til den her nation.
God, he looks on this nation with mercy.
Gud han ser noget til dit og mit liv.
He looks on you, your life and my life with mercy.
Gud han ser noget til det her sted.
And he looks on this place with mercy.
Amen.
And grace.
Halleluja.
Alleluia.
Det er det, han gør.
This is what he does.
Hvorfor?
And why?
Fordi han ved.
Because det, he knows.
Det som er lagt ned i du og jeg.
That what is put into you and I.
Fordi det der er talt ind over det her hus.
Because what is spoken over this house.
Er nok til at se en forandring rundt omkring os.
Is enough to see a change around
Amen.
Us.
Amen. Vi er alle sammen kaldet til det.
We are all called for Amen. This.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Okay, halleluja. Tak, Jesus. Amen. Prøv en gang at hoppe ind i Romerbrevet. Eller du kan også bare åbne din Bibel, det er måske nemmere. Romerbrevet 4.
Just go to Romans 4.
Det er ikke nemt at hoppe ind i Romerne.
It's not easy to jump into the Romans.
Halleluja. Hvis du læser fra Romerne 4, så kan jeg lige læse for dig fra vers 17.
So if you read from Romans 4, verse 17.
Der står sådan her, sådan som der står skrevet, jeg gør dig til fader, jeg gør dig til fader til mange folkeslag, fader over for Gud, som han troede på, Gud, som gør de døde levende, og kalder på det, der ikke er til, så det bliver til.
As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did.
I det her vers er der tale om to vældig vigtige karaktertræk af Gud.
In this verse we see two important characteristics of God.
Amen. For det første.
Firstly,
så gør han de døde levende.
He puts the life to the dead to life.
Det er fuldstændig fantastisk.
This is totally amazing.
Er det ikke helt fantastisk?
Isn't it amazing?
Okay, tak Jesus. Det kommer vi til at se i den her nation.
And we are going to see this in this nation.
I den her tid, i vores tid, i den her generation, i det her hus.
In this time, in this year, in this house,
at døde mennesker kommer til at opstå,
that he gives lives to dead, that dead people will rise.
Døde mennesker kommer til at opstå.
Dead people will resurrect.
Amen.
Amen.
Vi har hørt om det sker andre steder.
We have heard that it has happened other places.
Men han siger til dig den her formiddag.
But the Lord is telling you this morning.
Det kommer til at ske på det her sted.
It will happen in this place.
Ud fra det her sted.
It will happen from this place.
Amen.
Amen.
Halleluja. Han gør de døde levende.
He gives life to the dead.
Han kalder på det der ikke er til, så det bliver til.
And he calls those things which do not exist as though they did.
To vældig vigtige karaktertræk for du og jeg at kende omkring Gud.
Two very important character traits that is important to know
Amen.
In God.
Det er fuldstændig fantastisk.
It is absolutely
Abraham,
amazing.
Han kendte Gud.
Abraham knew God.
Hvorfor tror du han kunne bringe sin egen søn, han kunne bygge alteret, og Isak siger far, nu bygger vi alteret, men hvor er offerdyret?
Why do you think he was capable of building this altar with along with his son Isaac?
Forestil dig, hvad var han 12-13 år?
Just pretend he was 12 or 13 years.
Og han tager sin søn og han binder reb omkring ham.
And he grabs his son and he ties him
up with the rope. Prøv at forestil dig, hvad der gik gennem Isaks hoved.
Just try to imagine what was running through Isaac's head.
Og hvad der gik gennem Abrahams hoved.
And what was running through Abraham's head.
Men han tog sin søn.
But he took his son.
Lagde ham op på det alter, som han selv havde bygget.
And laid him on this altar that he has built himself.
Og Bibelen siger, at han løftede sin hånd med kniven.
And the Bible said that he lifted up his hand holding the knife.
Så man er så villig.
Then you are willing.
Ikke nok med hans her, da Gud han talte til ham.
It was not enough that God spoke to him.
Det var ikke sådan, at det, kan vide om det er Herren, jeg må lige bede og faste i 3 uger.
And maybe he was not just standing like, oh, maybe I need to pray for 3 weeks or so to discern if it's from the Lord.
Nej, han vidste, at han ikke havde hørt forkert.
He knew that he didn't hear or get it wrong.
Bibelen siger tidlig næste morgen.
The Bible said early next morning.
Pakkede han sit grej og sin kale og så søn og så tog de afsted.
He packed all his stuff and all his servants and then they were on their way.
Hvorfor kunne han gøre det?
Why could he do it?
Jo, fordi han kendte sin Gud.
Because he knew his
God. Han vidste,
God.
At det, og hvis det kommer til så langt.
And he knew that it was if it was going to get to that.
At jeg er nødt til at ofre min søn.
That I have to sacrifice my son.
Så kalder han på det der ikke er.
Then he calls on som what det, doesn't exist as if it exists.
Så kalder han de døde bag til vækker liv i de døde.
Then he put life into the dead.
Amen.
Amen.
Han vidste Isak det er mit løftestein.
And he knew that Isaac was his promised son.
Amen.
Amen.
Så Abraham, han kendte sin Gud.
So Abraham knew his God.
Gør de døde levende.
He gives life to the dead.
Kalder på det, der ikke er, som om det var.
He calls upon
eller
what
bliver til.
Doesn't exist as if it is, so it will exist.
Amen. Fuldstændig fantastisk.
It is absolutely amazing.
Halleluja. Halleluja. Der står sådan her nede i 21, vers 21 stadigvæk i Romerne 4.
It says like this in verse 21 in chapter 4, Romans.
Og var fuldt overbevist om, at det som Gud har lovet, har han også magt til at gøre.
And being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform.
Amen. Sarah, hun var knap 90, eller var 90, og han var 99, da Gud talte til ham.
Sarah was almost 90, and Abraham was about 95. Ah, maybe Jesus, this is too late.
Det havde du bare ligesom for 10-15 år siden.
Well, if you had come maybe 10-15 years earlier.
Der stod han så på sig selv og tænkte, okay, it's over.
it says like this. He watched himself and then, no, it's over.
Og Sarah havde det ikke som på kvinders vis. Det var for sent.
And Sarah didn't menstruate like women do, so it was too late.
Og nogle gange så kan vi have det sådan i vores liv.
And sometimes we can have it like this in our lives.
Åh, Jesus, du talte til mig, da jeg var ung, men nu... Yeah.
Oh,
du kan jo nok forstå, at tiden er ligesom gået, ikke?
Oh Jesus, you spoke to me when I was young, but you know, you have to realize the time is gone.
Vi skal passe på med, hvad vi taler ind over os selv.
We have to be very careful what we speak over ourselves.
Og vi skal passe på med, hvad vi taler ind over det her hus.
And we have to be careful what we speak over this house.
Amen.
Amen.
Jeg vil godt have lov til at lige sige en ting.
I just want to say a thing.
Jeg ærer jer alle ældre mennesker, som har været her fra dag i dag og bare stået på, stået på, stået på, stået på.
I honor all you elderly people who has been here from day one and has kept on being here.
Der er to håndfulde her forsamlet i dag.
We have two handful in this congregation today.
I har haft tusind gode grunde til at løbe væk.
You have had thousands of reasons to run away.
Så mange andre har gjort.
Like many others has done.
Men du er her stadigvæk.
But you are still here.
Du er her stadigvæk.
You are still here.
Du er her stadigvæk.
And you are still here.
Du er her stadigvæk.
And you are still here.
Du er her stadigvæk.
And you are still here.
Dine bønner.
Your prayers.
Dine sukke ind for en Guds trone.
Your sighs in front of God's throne.
De ligger i guldskåle, venner.
They lay in bowls of gold.
Og hver gang Gud slår øjnene op, nu sover han aldrig, det ved vi. Men når han går ind i det kammer, hvor de er, så fryder han sig.
And every time when God closes his eyes, we know he never sleeps. But every time when he goes into this chamber and watches these gold bowls.
Så jeg bare lige en gang til at ære dig, fordi du bare er her og står på.
I just want to honor you one more time, that you are here.
Du har en alder, hvor vi rent praktisk ikke ser dig på samme måde, som vi gjorde, da du var her for 20 år siden.
You have an age now, where we practically don't see you as 20 years ago.
Men fra min side, fra pastorens side, fra ledelsens side, så vil jeg bare gerne ære dig.
But from my side, and from the pastor's side, and from the leadership's side, we want to honor you.
For dine bønner.
For your prayers.
Er også det, der stadigvæk er noget, der hedder troens ord.
Is the reason why we still have word of faith.
Du kunne have gjort ligesom Abraham. Ej, det er simpelthen for sent, Jesus. Okay, vi smutter.
You could have done like Abraham and said, well, no, it's too late. I'm off.
Noget guld over dig.
But there's gold in you.
Er oppe i årene, som bare står på stadigvæk.
In you who is elderly but still stands strong.
Hvis vi kunne se din knæ, så ville vi vide, okay, der er en mand af bøn, en kvinde af bøn.
If we were able to see your knees, we would know that this is a man of prayer or a woman of prayer. So thank you that you go on.
Amen. Løfter det her hus ind foran Guds trone.
That you lift up this house in front of God's throne. I know you are doing that.
Halleluja. Og vi vil se et gennembrud.
And we will see a breakthrough.
Hvad siger vi? Han siger Abraham. Han sagde sådan her i vers 21.
Abraham says like this in verse 21.
Og han var fuldt overbevist om, at det som Gud har lovet, har han også magt til at
and being fully convinced that what he had promised he was also able to perform.
Og det blev regnet ham til retfærdighed.
And this was counted him for justice. Or for righteousness.
Han tvivlede ikke.
He had no doubt.
Var der pres på? Var der? Ja, der var masser af kamp på.
Was he under pressure? Yes, there was a lot of battle going on.
Halleluja. Dine drømme,
your dreams,
dine bønder vil blive opfyldt.
Your prayers will be answered.
Amen.
Amen.
Halleluja. Så tak skal du have.
So thank you.
Mange mennesker kigger nu og tænker, det er forbi. Det er for sent.
Many people they see and they think it's too late.
Jeg var engang på et møde, hvor der en der stod heroppe og sagde, roden er død. Det er over.
Once I was at a meeting where a person from up here was saying the root is dead. It's over.
Men det er den ikke.
But it's not.
Den spirer som aldrig nogensinde før.
It is growing like
halleluja.
Never before.
Den kommer til at spire som aldrig nogensinde før.
And it will grow as never before.
Der kommer flere frugter på de træ end overhovedet tænkt fra starten af.
And the tree will bear more fruit halleluja. Than you could have ever imagined.
Halleluja.
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 Halleluja. Det gælder dit private liv, mit liv.
It's your private life. It's my life.
Husets liv og visioner.
And it's the life of this house and all the visions.
Halleluja. Så vi behøver bare holde hinanden op i tro.
So we need to keep each other in faith.
Tro og være overbevist om, at Gud han har også magt til at gøre det, som han har lovet os.
And believe and be convinced that God is able to do what he promised.
Halleluja. Amen.
Amen.
Hold det tager lige en anden drejning her. Tak Jesus for
so
det.
So it's just took another turn, but thank you Jesus for that.
Halleluja. Men vi lever i begejstrende, spændende tider.
But we live in thrilling and enthusiastic times.
Gud han udgyder af sin ånd.
And he pour out his spirit.
Gud han lader regn falde fra himlen ind over den her nation.
And he lets rain pour out from heaven over this nation.
Oh, halleluja, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Halleluja. For noget tid siden, jeg ved godt, jeg har nævnt det før.
Sometimes ago, I know I've mentioned it earlier.
Men det bliver bare ved med at brænde ind i mig.
But it just keeps on burning inside of me.
Jeg havde en drøm.
I had a dream.
Jeg så to mænd.
I saw two men coming.
De kommer løbende hen imod mig.
They are running towards me.
Det er ligesom om den ene kender jeg, men jeg ved ikke hvem det er. Men jeg havde bare sådan en fornemmelse af, at jeg vidste hvem han var.
It's like I know one of them. I had something I knew, but On the other hand, I also didn't know.
Og de kommer løbende hen imod mig.
And they're running towards me.
Og lige pludselig så hører jeg bare mig selv i drømmen ligge og råbe ind fra himlen. Jeg lægger min hånd på hans mave.
And I'm sleeping there and
fra himlen af.
And then they're running towards me and I put my arms on his belly and I shout out loud, life from heaven, life
halleluja.
From heaven. Halleluja.
Liv fra himlen af.
Life from heaven.
Liv fra himlen af.
Life from heaven.
Gud han er, vi er i tider, hvor Gud han puster nyt liv ind i det, som har været lukket til.
And we are in times where God, he blows life into something that has been blocked.
Nyt liv ind over dine dine drømme.
New life into your dreams.
Gud han puster nyt liv ind i dine drømme.
And he blows new life into your dreams.
Gud han puster nyt liv ind i dine visioner.
New lives into your visions.
Gud han puster nyt liv der hvor støvet har fået lov til at dække det.
And he blows new life into where the dust had covered everything up.
Gud han puster nyt liv ind i det her hus.
And he blows new life into this house.
Gud han puster nyt liv ind i Kristi legeme i den her nation.
And he also blows life into the body of Christ.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Liv fra himlene.
Life from heaven.
Liv fra himlene.
A new fresh life from heaven.
Hallelujah. Gud han puster helt frisk nyt liv fra himlene.
God, he blows out fresh new life from heaven.
Det kan være knuder som er uløselige i vores forstand.
And it could be knots that are not able to be solved with our minds.
Det kan være ægteskabelige problemer, Gud han kommer til at puste nyt frisk liv fra himlen af.
And it can be marital problems, but God will come with fresh life from heaven.
Og så fjerner han alle nedværdigende tanker og ord som er talt for at nedbryde og for at holde bundet.
And he will diminish and he will remove all words that are not from him, that were condescending and that were violating you.
Hallelujah. Nyt frisk liv fra himlene.
New fresh life from heaven.
Hallelujah. Og vi er nødt til at gribe det i vores ånd.
And we need to hold on to it in our spirit.
Frisk pust fra himlene.
A fresh blow from heaven.
Ind i dine drømme.
Into your dreams.
Amen. Amen. Ind i din familiære knuder.
Into your familiar knots.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Ind i dårlige diagnoser fra lægen.
Into bad diagnoses from the
liv fra himlen.
From the medicine.
Oh, halleluja. So
just bring in fresh life from heaven.
Halleluja. Jeg kan se du griber det troens ord.
And I
halleluja.
Can see that you hold on to this word of faith.
Det i vores ånd,
we need to get hold of this in our spirit.
Nyt, frisk liv ind i dit og mit liv.
New fresh life into your into your life.
Der kommer sådan en frisk vind fra himlen ind i huset.
There will be such a fresh blowing into this house.
Hallelujah. Frisk liv fra himlen.
Fresh life from heaven.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hvor har jeg Josma henne? Jeg kan se kasketten, det var godt. How we need. Halleluja. Tak Jesus. Gud han puster.
God is blowing.
Det var så vigtigt. Jeg ved godt, jeg har sagt det. Jeg drømte, og jeg vågner ved, at jeg ligger og råber liv fra himlen af.
It is so important. I was laying there, and I was waking up, and I was shouting, life from heaven.
Er det fint, Jørgen? Det er garanteret kun til dig. Nej, det er bestemt ikke kun til mig.
Yeah, it's great, Jørgen. Maybe it's just for you. But no, it's not just for
me. Jeg mærker så stærkt i min ånd, venner.
I feel it so strongly in my spirit.
At vi er i en tid, hvor Gud puster nyt liv.
That we are in a time where God is blowing new life.
Ind i sit legeme.
Into his body.
Amen. Alt det støv, amen, som ligger på vores forståelse her op i sind og tanker.
All the dust that are covering our mind and our thoughts.
Ah, jeg er ingenting.
Oh, no, I'm nothing.
Jeg blev for gammel.
I'm too old.
Det er løgn fra helvede.
It's a lie from hell.
Det er et stort fedt bedrag.
It is a huge deceive.
Hvorfor skal vi holde sommerfest? Det er kæmpe arbejde. Jeg magter det ikke. Nej, det er hårdt. Det ved vi alle sammen.
Why are we having this sommerfest? I am not able. I am too tired. We are all, but we are going to do it.
Men det gør en forskel i menneskers liv.
Because it makes a difference.
Halleluja.
In the lives of people.
Alt det, der har sat sig, og som forsøger at tynge Kristi legeme ned i den her nation.
Everything that has occupied this, who is trying to weigh down the body of Christ in this nation.
Stikke vores vinger.
Who is going to cut off our swing feathers.
Men der er ikke nogen, der kan stikke dine og mine vinger.
But no one can cut off your swing feathers.
Undtagen en.
Except from one.
Det kan vi faktisk selv gøre.
We can do it ourselves.
Ah, jeg kan alligevel ikke flyve så langt.
Ah, no, I'm not able to fly this long.
Hvilket er dybt tragisk.
And this is so tragic.
Men Gud han vil puste nyt liv ind i dine drømme.
But God, he will revive your dreams. He will give it new life.
Halleluja. Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Halleluja, Jesus. Frisk pust fra himlene.
Just a fresh halleluja wind from heaven.
Det er ikke for sent.
It is not too late.
Det er ikke over.
It is not over.
How we need the river. Hallelujah, Jesus. Shower down your glory. Shower down your grace. Let your holy presence fill this place. Hallelujah. Let your hallelujah holy presence fill this place. We need the river. How we need the rain. Oh, again we pray. Shower down your glory.
Shower down your grace. Let your holy presence fill
this praise. Hallelujah. Halleluja, Jesus. Halleluja. Alt for mange mennesker har sagt, som Peter han gjorde.
Too many people has said like Peter.
Du ved, hvor er Jesus?
You know, where's Jesus?
Okay. Jeg tager ud og fisker.
Okay, I will head out and go fish.
Jeg går tilbage til det jeg kendte til.
I will return to the life I knew beforehand.
Det var herligt. Det var ild i 3 år, men nu går jeg tilbage, fordi det kender jeg trods alt til.
These 3 years they were great. They were on fire, but I return to my former life because that is what I know.
Vi tilbage til det som inde i vores hoved. And sikkerhed.
And sometimes we go back to what is a safety in our mind.
Men sandheden er,
but the truth is,
at man kommer tilbage til ekstrem usikker grund.
That you go back to an extremely unsafe ground.
Det svarer til at israeliterne gik tilbage til Egypten.
It is the same as if the Israelites went back to Egypt.
Eller havde 40 år rundt i ørkenen, fordi de talte ned om det, som Herren han havde lovet dem.
Or was wandering 40 years in the wilderness because they were diminishing what the Lord had for them.
Tænk dig, det ville tage dem 40 dage vandring oprindeligt. Ungefær.
Originally this walk would have taken 40 days.
Men de var 40 år i ørkenen.
But they were 40 years in the wilderness.
For negativitet var simpelthen Gud må slette det ud af den generation.
Because of all their negativity, so he had to erase them out of the nation.
Vi skal ikke tilbage til det vi kom fra.
We are not supposed to go back to where we came from.
Vi skal ind i det som Gud har talt over vores liv.
We need to go into what God has spoken over our lives.
Amen.
Amen.
Halleluja. Og så vil jeg lige sige til dig, dansker medlem af Troens Ord.
And I will say to you, Danish man or woman, a member of this church, Word of Faith.
Bed for vores kære venner fra Ukraine.
Pray for our dear friends in Ukraine.
De er lige nu maks presset.
Right now they are pressured on a maximum level.
Og nu er det et mess. Gud talte til dem mens de var hjemme i Ukraine.
God spoke to them while they were in Ukraine.
Og nu kan det se ud til at være et mess.
And now it looks like et rod.
Be for vores brødre og søstre.
Pray for our dear brothers and sisters.
For vi soler.
from Bisola and from all the other cities who are represented this morning. Pray for Ukraine.
Gud, han er ikke færdig med den nation.
God is not done with that
Amen.
Nation. Amen.
Og det er meget nemt lige nu at tænke, okay, det er over nu.
And right now it's very easy to have the mindset that this is the end. Now it's too late.
Kunne du ikke bare have gjort et eller andet med ham om i på den røde plads for længe siden, Jesus?
Couldn't you just have done something with the man on the red place, Jesus?
Men det er ikke for sent, folk.
But it's not too late for Ukraine.
Så vi behøver støtte vores brødre og søskende.
So we need to Amen. Support our brothers and sisters.
Halleluja.
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 Det er ikke for sent.
It's not too late.
Det er rent kaos. Ja.
It is chaos, yes.
Men det er ikke for sent.
But it's not too late.
Gud han kommer med en frisk vind ind over den nation.
God will bring a fresh
vind af sin hellige ånd.
Wind of his Holy Spirit over the nation.
Herren kommer til at falde markant i det land.
And
markant kommer Herren til at falde.
And his anointing will Amen. Fall over this nation.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Så stå sammen med ukrainerne, venner.
So stand with Ukraine, dear friends.
Løft jeres hænder, bed for dem.
Lift your hands and pray for them.
Det er fuldstændig fantastisk. Mens de er her som flygtninge, så beder de for den her nation.
And it's so amazing. And while they are here as fugitives, they are praying for this nation.
Jo, der er bønnemøder blandt ukrainer,
yes,
som beder for Danmark.
They have prayer meetings where they are praying for Denmark.
How we need the river. Ja, tak Jesus. Tak af dig, far. We pray, shower down. Hallelujah, Jesus. Shower down. Oh, mahasti kinaramanda. Fill this place. Send your voice, presence. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lad mig lige læse noget for dig fra Romerne 11:29.
Just let me read something for you from Romans
11:29. For sine nådegaver og sit kald fortryder Gud ikke.
For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable.
For sine kald.
For his gifts
og
and sine callings.
Nådegaver. Fortryder Gud ikke.
Are irrevocable. Amen. He does not regret.
Det som er lagt ind i dit og mit liv.
What is put into your life and my life.
Har modtaget.
The calling we have received.
Gaverne som vi har modtaget.
The gifts we have received.
Fortryder Gud ikke.
Are irrevocable.
Selvom vi kan være i en situation i vores liv, hvor vi bare tænker.
Even if we are in a situation where we are thinking, oh,
Gud fortryder ikke.
God has no regrets.
Gud ved, hvad han puttede ind i dig.
He knows what he put into you.
Amen. Er det sandt?
Isn't it true?
Halleluja. Halleluja. Som dreng, så drømte jeg om at så bad jeg for min bamse.
As a boy, I dreamed and I was praying for my teddy bears.
Gudsild ramte mine bamser, selvom jeg kom et sted, hvor Gudsild ikke måtte nævnes med ord.
That the fire of God will fill them, even though I was in
tror,
a place where we could not call the God's fire.
Men jeg bad for mine bamser.
But I was praying for my teddy bears.
Jeg drømte om at prædike evangeliet.
And I had a dream that I was going to preach the gospel.
Og så er der gået mange år i mit liv, hvor jeg tænker, hvor jeg bare har slået nogle dumme koldbøtter.
And many years many years has passed where I have taken a whole lot of wrong turns. Or I was tumbling around.
Tumbling around. Men det gør ikke Gud, han har fortrudt det.
But it does not make God
Jørgen, han tog
regret.
Mange, det er fuldstændig sandt.
Okay, Jørgen, he took so many side cards or side roads. That doesn't matter.
Men det ændrer ikke ved kaldet fra himlen af.
It does not change the call from heaven.
Er du med mig, Trond, så den her formiddag?
Are you with me this morning?
Amen. Halleluja. Halleluja. Der kommer en helt ny tid, som vi allerede har taget hul på.
A new time will come, and we are already stepping into this new time.
I starten af det her år, så gav Herren mig et ord. Det var sådan, det skulle være.
In the beginning of this year, the Lord gave me a word.
Vi er i en tid.
We are in a time
hvor det er super enkelt og nemt for den enkelte.
Where it's super simple and easy for every single one of us to hear the voice of the Lord.
Genkende og høre Hans stemme.
To recognize His voice.
Amen.
Amen.
Gud, han åbner op. Halleluja. Så lad os bare gå ind i det, venner.
So let's step into this, friends.
En dyb forventning i vores hjerte.
With a deep expectations in our hearts.
At det, som han har lovet, han også i stand til at fuldføre.
That what he has promised, he is able to see through.
Over det her hus.
Over this house.
Og over vores egen liv.
And over our own lives.
Amen.
Amen.
Tak. Halleluja. Amen.
Amen.
Vi skal tænke stort igen om os selv.
We need to think big of ourselves.
Fordi Gud, han tænker stort om den her nation.
Because God is thinking big over this nation.
Der kom noget mindre hver en over Danmark tilbage i begyndelsen af 1800-tallet.
There has been this low esteem that started in the 18th century over this nation.
Det bare ned for den her nation.
And from that time it went downhill for this nation.
Men nu begynder det at gå op igen.
But now it is going, it's rising again.
Amen.
Amen.
Vi skal ikke ud og svinge sværd og erobre.
We don't have to pick up our sword and conquer.
Men vi skal ud og svinge Guds ord og erobre.
But we need Amen. To take the word of God and conquer.
Skal jeg lige vente den rigtigt? Amen.
Amen.
Vi skal ud og svinge Guds ord.
So we need to swing this God's word around
and conquer
areas that the Halleluja. Enemy has taken in this nation.
Hvad skete der i 1800-tallet? I 1801 kom englænderne og tog en stor del af vores flåde.
In 1801, the English came and took a big part of our fleet.
Bare lige hurtigt. I 1 havde vi slaget på redden, og i 1807, så var den største part af den danske kæmpe. Vi var et af Europas største nationer, når det handler om flåden.
In 1801, there was this battle, and in 1807, Denmark was one of the great nation that belonged to this navy
Amen.
Fleet.
Men så blev vores vinger blev totalt kortet og mindre ved at komme ind.
But then our wings were cut and low self-esteem was brought into us. And it has been a part of the body of Christ in our
liv,
in our lives. But God has blown new life into
Amen.
Our minds.
Så det er ikke bare nogle enkelte nogen, som plopper op, men vi alle sammen plopper op.
So it's not just a few of us, it's all of us.
Og tak Jesus for Pastor Erling og Pastor Stephen. De kan komme ud, og Peter kan komme ud, og det er så herligt, men
and thank
du forstår
you,
Jesus, min
Jesus for Pastor Stephen, Pastor Erling and Peter, that they can go out.
To gange Peter, de kan gå ud.
To gange Peter, yeah. they can go out.
Men Jesus, du kender mig. Du forstår, hvorfor jeg ligesom ikke gør så meget mere.
But Jesus, you know me. I cannot do that much.
Og Gud, han vil puste nyt liv med ham.
But God, he will blow
Amen.
New life.
Amen. Og en støv, som har lagt sig ind over vores sind og tanker, puster han væk i Jesu mægtige navn.
And all the dust that has covered our mindset and our thoughts
Halleluja.
Will be blown away by his giving new life into us.
Amen. 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 Halleluja. How we need the river. How we need the rain, water cross again.
Shower down glory, shower down grace, let your holy presence fill this
place. Let your holy presence
fill this place.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Tak fordi du lyttede med til denne udsendelse fra Troens Ord. For mere information og for at kontakte os, gå til www.troensord.dk.